Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. One of the largest donations to a land trust in Wisconsin history took place in the Northwoods last fall, and now you can get a close-up view of it. Last October, the Northwoods Land Trust in Eagle River announced a 4.4-mile stretch of shoreline, and more than 400 acres of land were put into land trust by the Yawkey Lumber Company. It's believed to be the largest shoreline donation in state history from a monetary perspective. The shoreline is on Lake Catherine in the town of Hazelhurst. Outreach and monitoring coordinator of the trust, Troy Walters, says paddlers will see it up close.
On Thursday, August 22nd, from approximately 10 to noon, we're going to be paddling around Lake Catherine. That lake area has the Yawkey donation on it, and we're going to be observing a lot of the shoreline protection frontage that easement, you know, gave the Northwoods Land Trust.
He says they hope to get out of the boats for a few minutes to explore Tiger Tail Point that has great views. Participants need to bring their own boat, paddle, PDF, rain gear, water, and water shoes. Walters says it's free and open to the public, but paddlers need to register at the Northwoods Land Trust. The Northwoods Land Trust office phone number is 715-479-2490 or email Walters at troy@northwoodslandtrust.org by Friday, August 16th. Space is limited. A UW Madison graduate student is researching the relationship between the upper Midwest rice beds and increased sulfate in surface water. Wild rice, or manumen to the Native American nations, is more than a food crop. It represents their connection to nature and holds profound spiritual significance. The Menominee tribe's name literally translates to wild rice people. Ken Kroll has more.
PhD candidate Sarah Dance says she found that many researchers didn't have detailed data on wild rice. She says the traditional beds across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois have seen a 30% reduction in size. She says the threat of additional mining across the region also poses a threat.
There is a potential for sulfide mining to make a return to the area, and that will increase levels of sulfate in the overlying surface water. And it has been proven with many studies done in Minnesota that elevated sulfide conditions in the sediment pore water is the primary controller for wild rice.
She says wild rice is very nutritious, gluten-free, and if preserved correctly, can be stored for a long time. Dan says she is watching the permitting of what's known as the Back 40 mine near Stevenson, Michigan, adjacent to the Menominee River, which forms a border with Wisconsin.
Open pit sulfide mining, regardless of the precautions that we take, is incredibly toxic. And it will increase the amount of sulfate we see going into the surface water. And while levels of sulfate in our surface water right now are relatively low, we will see those increases similar to how open pit sulfide mining has increased at those levels in Minnesota.
The Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin has objected to the opening of the mine. Dance's work is part of an effort to form a stronger connection with the state's Native American tribes and the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We have a longer interview in the first segment of WXPR Saturday Edition on our website. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
38 different organizations have been awarded stipends to bring awareness about e-cigarette use to young people. The money is to fund community awareness events, coordination with state policy initiatives, curriculum development, and implementation of youth-led action plans to address e-cigarette use and prevention in school. Marshfield Clinic Health System and Security Health Plan made the awards. Spokesperson Ali Mockton says they met with various agencies, schools, and others to work out a program of awareness.
We're kind of taking that discussion and putting it into place, putting those thoughts into practice through investing $20,000 into youth e-cigarette prevention stipends.
She says the $500 stipends will enable each organization to customize the approach within their communities.
What we're hoping to do here, of course, is have all of the awardees kind of take lessons learned and communicate through that process and evaluate after that process so that we can take lessons learned and apply them for future investments in this prevention work, future initiatives for communities.
Recently, state health officials identified 8 cases of severe pulmonary disease among adolescents being investigated for potential connections to e-cigarette use. All patients reported vaping in the weeks and months prior to hospital admission. The organizations awarded the stipends include Antigo and White Lake Schools, Forest, Iron, Langlade, and Price County Health Departments, Vilas County Youth Coalition, and six regional tribal organizations. Starting today and continuing for the next 12 days, the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be conducting its Northern Lightning Joint Training Exercise. The skies over almost two dozen Wisconsin counties will be filled with the world's most advanced military aircraft. Pilots will be testing the F-35 Lightning, the F-22 Raptor, the F-16 Fighting Falcon, and the EA-18 Growler, among others. The exercise will continue until August 23rd. Officials at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point call the two-story science building one of the most heavily used structures on campus. It will be renovated using $1 million in state funding. A school spokesperson says the science building is more than 56 years old. The renovation work will include active learning and flexible classrooms, plus energy-efficient lighting and new audio-visual equipment. Our forecast today, mostly cloudy with a high near 77. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a low around 54. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 69. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.